what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
When you fill your prescriptions at Walgreens, you can track the progress of your order in real time. Know the price of your prescriptions before you go to pick them up. And anytime you have questions, use Pharmacy Chat to ask an expert 24 hours a day. Help with your meds from Walgreens. Side effects may include breathing a little easier because your prescription stress melted away. Learn more on the Walgreens app.
This price isn't final. This is an estimated price based on your insurance coverage.
Mount Home got the ball to start the second half as they trail Greenwood 46-22. Make that 46-24 as Amelia Rucker opens up with a jumper on the right side.
A good offensive possession there to start for the Lady Bombers. Worked the ball around and got a good open 15-foot jump shot there.
Cartwright gives it up to Trusty. The ball goes over on the left side to Gray. That's 5 points for Rucker, by the way, now. Up top now with Russin. Over on the left side to Gray. Gray gets by her defender, now gives it to Cartwright in the left corner. She'll drill it to the paint, throws it out to Summit in the right corner. She's going to drill toward the elbow, kicks out to Cartwright. She's going to pull up for the three near the top, and she gets it. 13 points on the night for Maddie Cartwright.
You can see why Cartwright is being recruited. You know, I think there's a Tulsa person here tonight looking, I assume looking at her, but she's got the game. She can take it inside, take it outside. She can do a little bit of everything.
Absolutely. Ball goes over to Rucker on the left side. She gives it to Norcross in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. A little strong, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Waymire. And it will be Greenwood's ball with 6:43 left in the third.
Yeah, almost looks like there. Cartwright got away with a foul there on Parker trying to get a steal. That would have been her fourth.
Yeah, it would have. It would have been big. Here's Gray across the timeline. She'll give it to Trusty. Now Tallman, a man-to-man. She'll throw it to Cartwright. Cartwright dribbling to the right elbow. Now gives it up top to Trusty. Trusty's going to drill down to the low block, going in for the layup. A little strong, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Norcross, and she'll be tied up. And it's going to be Greenwood's ball on the possession arrow. That will be Mount Tom's 13th turnover of the night.
You know, right there on the defensive rebound, something to learn for Laybaum. When you get that rebound, you chin that ball up around that. They call it chin it and spin, right? You put that ball right up underneath that chin and you spin and look for an outlet pass.
Here's Cartwright with taking the inbound pass. She's going to drill into the paint. Now kicks out to Summit, and she's going to be called for the travel. She sure did. Shuffle her feet well before she started dribbling. That's Greenwood's third turnover of the night.
Yeah, that's a pretty common mistake you see from people that stand out there on three-point line, catch that ball, and start to run with it a little bit before that dribble.
Yep. Here's Rucker giving it to Mullen. Across the timeline to Husky. Over to Rucker on the left side. Rucker will give it back up top to Mullen. Over to Husky on the right. Husky will throw it to Rucker on the left side, down to Norcross in the corner. Norcross gets by her defender, goes toward the low block, loses the handle of the ball, and Gray comes up with the steal. Back quickly come the Lady Bulldogs. Gray across the timeline, gives it over on the left side to Cartwright. She's going to try for another three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Gray. She'll throw it out to Summit, up top to Trusty. Trusty drills to the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper, nothing but net. And a Trusty with 12 points on the night. 51-24, Lady Bulldogs up, 5:36 left in the quarter. Ball goes over to Waymire on the right side. Her pass to Rucker is knocked away, and now another jump ball, and it's going to be Mount Holmes' ball in the possession arrow with 5.5 minutes left in the third. Kate Jackson's going to check back into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Annie Norcross.
Yeah, one thing Greenwood does really well, they know their roles. They know what their strengths are. Just like there, we saw her, you know, Trusty fake that three-point shot, dribble into that 15-footer where she could hit it.
And Mullins' pass knocked away, and Cartwright comes up with a steal. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she's fouled. Cartwright will go to the line for an and-one situation with 5:18 left to play in the quarter. They're going to give that to Parker Husky, her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Cameron Mullins going to check out of the game as Annie Norcross comes right back in. 53-24, Lady Bulldogs leading. Now it's 54-24 as Cartwright gets the old-fashioned three. She now has 16 points on the night. Jackson with it, just outside the half-court stripe. Now she gets it across the timeline. Has the ball knocked away, but Husky's there to pick it up. Trying to get by the double team, has the ball knocked away. And another fight for the ball. And now it's going to be, nope, they're going to call a jump ball. And it will be Greenwood's ball on the possession arrow. That will be Mountain Home's 16th turnover of the night. Comes with 5 minutes left playing the third.
A lot of jump balls tonight.
A lot.
Yeah.
Husky was trying to get the timeout, but the officials didn't grant it. And now fouls will be called against the Lady Bombers. Kate Jackson picks up her third personal foul, second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Inbound pass goes to Cartwright in the paint. She's going to pull up for the turnaround layup. No good. Norcross gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. 54-24, Greenwood up. 4:41 left to play in the third. Ball goes to Rucker in the front court. She drills towards the paint, pulls up for the jumper. Good.
Great shot there by Amelia. She hit that shot to start the half out, and there it was again. Same shot.
7 points for Rucker. Back quickly comes Trusty. She's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Russin's there for the offensive rebound. She'll throw it out to Cartwright on the left wing. Three-pointer. Good. She's almost automatic from the arc, it seems like.
Yeah, she is on fire. She's starting to take over this game. You know, what can the Lady Bombers do to match the aggressiveness that she's putting out on the defensive end here?
19 points for Cartwright. Here's Jackson throwing it to Norcross on the low block. She's going for the layup, but fouled from behind, and she'll go to line for a pair.
You know, Andy did a great job right there sealing that back person on that 1-3-1. And Kate, great pass, lobbing it in there over the top of the defender, so Andy can get the opportunity to go to the line here.
Abby Summit picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Bulldogs. Norcross second shot. Did she get the first on this?
She did.
So she got both. So it's 57-28, Lady Bulldogs up with 3:56 left to play in the third. Here's Cartwright, thought about another three, and says she'll kick it up top to Russin. Russell dribbles to the right side, going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Waymire. Back come the Lady Bombers. Waymire will give it to Husky. Across the timeline to Jackson. Jackson has it on the right side. Throws up top to Husky. Husky will throw it back to Jackson. Jackson dribbles to the top, trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws it to Waymire in the right corner. Dangerous throw, but Waymire gets out of the double team. She's going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Cartwright.
You know, good job by Lauren by splitting that double team, taking it to the hole. Just couldn't get the ball to go down on the finish there.
Cartwright will throw it to Gray on the left side. Back up top to Cartwright. 3:04 left to play in the third quarter. 57-28, Lady Bulldogs up. Russin dribbling to the right elbow. Gives it to Summit in the right corner. Up top to Cartwright. She'll dribble to the right side. Pulls up for the long two. No good. Rebound's knocked around and controlled by Russin. It will be controlled by Russin, and she'll be fouled. Lauren Waymire picks up her third personal foul. That's the third team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. Annie Norcross going to check out of the game, being replaced by Emma Wilbur. Cameron Mullen coming back in for Mountain Home as Lauren Waymire will take a seat. 2:49 left to play in the third quarter. It is a 29-point Greenwood advantage. Inbound pass goes to Trusty. She mishandles it, but finally controls it. Dribbles to the right elbow, finds Cartwright in the right corner. She's going to lose the handle of the ball, but gets it out to Trusty. Throws it up top to Summit. Summit's going to drill to the right elbow, kicks it to Cartwright. Her jumper, nothing but net. I believe that's 21 for her.
Yeah, you know, you let good players get to see the ball go through the hole, and that hoop starts looking a lot bigger, and that's where Cartwright is right now. I don't think she thinks she can miss in her head.
She may be right. Here's Husky throw it on the right side, a kickball by Cartwright, and Mount Home will inbound on the near sideline with 2:18 left to play in the third. Husky looking to inbound it. Gets it into Rucker. Back to Husky. up top to Mullen. Mullen's going to drill to the right elbow, kicks out to Jackson in the right corner. Over to Rucker on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Cartwright gets the rebound back in the Lady Bulldogs. Cartwright into the front court. Dribbling to the right elbow, going towards the low block for the layup. No good, but draws plenty of contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 2:02 left to try to pad her scoring. You know, 11 of her points have come here in this third quarter alone.
Yeah, you know, and that's what confidence does for you. Yeah, on the basketball court, confidence is key. You know, if you think that you're going to make it, all of a sudden your defense gets better, all of a sudden your passing gets better. It just makes everything easier for the player when you got confidence.
Cartwright misses the first free throw. Kay Jackson's going to come out of the game with her fourth foul, and she'll be replaced by Monica Chafin. Second shot for Cartwright is good. She gets one of two on this trip. She now has 22 on the night. 60-28, Lady Bulldogs up. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the third as Huskies into the front court, tries to give it to Mullen. Mullen is able to chase it down. Back over to Husky on the left side. Trying to avoid a double team. And she gets it to Mullen at the free throw line. Tries to give it to Chafin. She mishandles the pass. It goes out of bounds. And that'll be Mount Home 17th turnover of the night. 1:42 left to play in the third. Is a 32-point Greenwood advantage. Here is Gray throwing it over on the left side to Cartwright. Down to Trusty, who's cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. And a Trusty with 14 points on the night. 62-28. The Lady Bulldogs up. 1:25 left in the third.
Greenwood's just got players all around Cartwright, too. Mm-hmm. When you start focusing on Cartwright, and all of a sudden Trusty comes in for a layup.
Well, that's a key to being a good team, making your players better, players around you better.
Yep.
Here's Cartwright throwing it up top to Trusty. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is chased down by Mullen. Back comes Mountain Home. Mullen tries to give it to Wilbert. She does a just corralled. Throws it to Husky on the left wing. Her three-pointer, good. And Mountain Home quickly calls timeout. We'll break with 54.9 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 62-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you often divide the dinner bill with friends or family? Now you can split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your Me Banking online and Me Banking mobile account. So after you split the meal, make sure you split the bill with Zelle. Ask a representative at Farmers and Merchants Bank or the Bank of Fayetteville for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
Mount Home taking their last 30-second timeout of the night with 54.9 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Lady Bombers trail the Greenwood Lady Bulldogs 62-31. I'll tell you what, Cartwright has just dominated this quarter.
Yeah, she played really good this quarter. You know, if you're a Lady Bombers fan, you know, 31 points, we're scoring the ball really well on offense, especially against a really tough defense. And,
yeah.
And like I said, Greenwood hadn't missed many shots tonight.
Yep. So with 40 seconds left, Cartwright has it. Looks like Greenwood may be content to hold for the last shot of the period. Cartwright's just dribbling as we're down to 30 now.
But, you know, I guess if they take this 30-point lead into the fourth quarter, then that would be the mercy rule, correct?
Yes, it is. At any point in the fourth quarter, margin gets 30. The clock will not stop unless someone calls a timeout. Down to 15 seconds. Cartwright will throw it over to Trusty. Finds Russin just outside the paint. Over to Gray on the right side. She's going to dribble to the free throw line up top to Summit. Over to Trusty. She's going to dribble into the lane for a layup. She'll be fouled going up and head to the line for two free throws. 3:03 left to play in the third quarter. Monica Chafin picks up her second personal foul. That's the 15th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. So Anna Trusty at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. She now has 15. Second shot for Trusty is good. She gets both. 64-31, Lady Bulldogs up. 3:03 seconds left. Husky inbounds it to Mullen. She's going to try one last heave at the buzzer. Instead, she's going to throw it to Wilbur. Shot wouldn't have gone if it counted because it was after the buzzer. So we've reached the end of the third quarter. It looks like we will have the mercy rule to start the fourth period. our score after 24 minutes of play. Greenwood leading Mountain Home 64-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local